Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiki K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hello and good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate here in the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Carolinas area. We got a fantastic show. It's Thanksgiving week coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual Insurance here with us this morning. Joe, good morning and happy holidays to you, brother.
Happy holidays, my man. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, what's going on? So thanks for joining us. We had you on the show a couple times here previously talking about insurance over the past couple years. Always fantastic information and something that we want to continually address and refresh because, let's be honest, insurance is one of those things that most people, number one, you have to have it on cars, homes, you need it on your life, that type of thing. But it's one of those things where people get it and kind of forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, we'd like to have you on periodically and talk about, the services that you provide, why people should be checking into their insurance on at least an annual basis. I know you check in with all your clients on an annual review type of thing. So appreciate you being here. Look forward to some great information today.
Absolutely, man.
So what's been new in the insurance world?
You know, nothing as far as like news going on in the insurance world. I see a lot of, I'm starting to see a lot more refinance applications coming in. I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that low interest rate market, especially if they purchased a year or 2 years ago even. So we're seeing an influx of that, which gives me the chance to review, their insurance if I never wrote them.
So when someone's refinancing, the mortgage lender has to update some information on their homeowner's insurance
policy.
So that's where you're seeing the refinance applications.
Then that gives me a chance to do a check-in on a client that I might not have helped on the purchase with.
Yeah.
So starting to see some people come in, their policies are a little bit higher, coverages aren't correct. Just gives me a quick checkup to it and so I can help them out.
Yeah, break that down for us. I mean, I know my homeowner's insurance policy, I see a bunch of numbers and, content coverage and dwelling coverage and liability. And I see all these different, numbers and words associated with it. You've helped me break it down. Break that down for our listeners today.
I think in the most
and kind of what they should be looking for.
Easy and less complicated sense. You look at a home insurance policy in three parts. There's the property part. There's the liability part. And then there's the endorsement part, which you can do a lot of add-ons for things like jewelry, for things like stuff that's not covered in your policy, like water backup, maybe some outbuildings that you did. And a lot of times I'll get the home insurance applications, and they never made any changes. They might have remodeled the kitchen during the time since they purchased it, never, ever updated their insurance. So we take a good look at that, make sure that they're covered, protected correctly. And a lot of times I see insurance is out of whack sometimes with the market price, because the market price of the real estate has nothing to do with the insurance price of the insurance. The cost of replacement is completely doesn't include the lot value.
Right. Let's go back to like a renovation. So if someone renovates their kitchen, what would they be looking to maybe update on their insurance? Why would that maybe cause an issue if there's a claim or something?
Sure. I mean, if we basically wrote that policy with let's say laminate flooring in their kitchen and they upgrade to stone or marble or ceramic tile, update their countertops to granite, those are thousands of dollars in additions that would need to be updated on the coverage. So you make sure you have the protection if there was, God forbid, a turkey fryer accident on Thanksgiving in the kitchen, and just
lots of those are about to start occurring.
Yeah, for sure. So that's the main thing. Anytime you add square feet, that's going to increase the cost of the insurance as far as the value and the replacement cost. So definitely want to update your agent with those numbers as soon as possible.
Right.
Because things happen.
That they do. And it is Thanksgiving. Joe, what are some of the things that you've been thankful for this year?
I'm telling you, I'm thankful for Mortgage Right. You guys are
we appreciate that.
You're a blessing to me. I'm thankful for all my customers, all my partnerships that we've established. Most importantly, my family, and thankful for the kids. They make me who I am and why I go to work every day.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be myself without them. So
well, fantastic. That's
exactly. What are you thankful for?
Oh my goodness. I mean, so many things. But obviously, you know, in working terms, obviously, you know, founding Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas has just been really a dream come true. It's, you know, 15 years sure. of hard work in the mortgage business to kind of go out on my own and to kind of build, you know, build a mortgage company in at least our area for how, you know, I want to build it. And that's, of course, you know, fully driven on customer service. I always say, you know, my business is kind of modeled after just being a customer service company that happens to do mortgages.
Yep.
And so being able to do that and grow, you know, relationships and certainly, you know, my family's been a big support this year. It's just been amazing. But, you know, life is great. And, you know, I get to come on the radio show once a week and kind of give information to our community. You know, really, one of my big goals in 2020 is actually being really much more involved in the community, as such. But yeah, I mean, so many things to be thankful for, of course, and, life is good. And, we want to help, life be good for our community and for those needing a mortgage and insurance.
For sure, man. I'll tell you, the referrals that I've sent you, the feedback I've gotten was like night and day. I mean, in underwriting in 3 days, clear to close in a couple weeks. It's night and day, man.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of lenders and I get a lot of insurance requests out there, and your guys' processes, you can tell you have long time experience and, you know, used all your knowledge from the companies to put it into play here. And I think you're going to see your referrals pick up quite a bit because of that.
Yeah, so. Well, I appreciate it. Well, and you know, you're a big part of our service level. Again, why we, you know, have you on the radio show. You know, every client that we come in contact with, they all have to have homeowners insurance, right? And so, you know, we work, you know, pretty much exclusively with Joe Rickey at Liberty Mutual. You know, to help our clients. And I've told the story many times about, a young lady that we were doing a purchase for. You provided her the homeowner's insurance. Wasn't it like the night that she moved in, like a tree fell in her house?
You know, It was 2 years ago, but it was right after she moved in, and I received a call. And I always tell my clients I give my clients my cell phone number specifically for emergencies, especially.
And
like,
she had just closed, so she had it fresh.
And I remember I was actually, because I was in Charleston on vacation when she called, and there was a tree that fell on her house. And in being in the business for as long as I have, I have to have relationships with strong restoration companies, partnerships, because I depend on them just like you depend on me and your customers depend on you. I need to have somebody, if it's 2 o'clock on a Friday night and there's a house fire or there's a tree falling in your house and water's going into it and damaging it
That's a problem.
We need somebody to get out. It's like you can have the fire department and the police come out, but they can't patch the hole.
Right.
So getting the restoration companies, especially in rural areas of South Carolina, which this one was, our response time was less than 35 minutes.
That's pretty fantastic.
And it's not anything I did. I made a phone call.
It was you being available late at night on vacation, you know, having your cell phone. Absolutely.
Yeah, but the restoration companies are the ones that, you know, they do all the things behind the scenes. And
right.
I'm appreciative of them.
Yeah, I tell that story often just as a, you know, as a level of your commitment to service and how we partner together. So, you know, fantastic story. So, kind of the running theme here, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, so much to be thankful for. when it comes to Thanksgiving, there could be things not to be thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Such as turkey fryer fires,
turkey
things
fryer
like that.
Turkey fryer fires, yeah.
Have you had any of those instances where you're getting those calls? Like you got the call from a former client late one night, tree fell through her house. Have you got those calls about, hey, we just set our house on fire?
You know, I haven't had that set our house on fire. I do get some of my clients that call me before asking for some suggestions, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Because especially with the turkey fryers, you want to have those, you know, away from the house, off of grass or anything that's dry. Preferably you want to do that on stone or a brick or concrete surface, and
away from any structures.
Away from any structures, and never use water to pour out your turkey fryer. That's a common mistake. Water and oil don't mix very well, especially if it's hot. And
Water just kind of spreads it, right?
Water is just going to spread it. It's going to explode it. It's like putting a thawed out turkey into a deep fryer versus a turkey that's not thawed out. You're going to get, and that's typically where the explosion happens. People don't get that.
Never put
a frozen turkey in a deep fryer. Gotcha. That's an immediate explosion.
Right.
So, I mean, it just will start bubbling and all that oil will start bubbling and there's a flame on the bottom and oil and flame just will spark and ignite. And I've seen some things that are hilarious. You could go on YouTube, turkey fryer accidents, and see some pretty funny ones that
I'm sure you can get lost on that channel for about a few hours or so.
For sure. But I love deep fried turkey just like anybody. Mm-hmm. Have great recipes for it actually. And just keep your setup away from it, you know, downwind away from the house and just on some structure. And always good to have a fire extinguisher right there just in case. Just a small one. You can pick up one at the store. Give me a call and we'll set you up with one.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So I would class myself definitely as a griller. I love to grill. I think I'm really good at it. Grill master, if you will. People make the same mistake with cooking, you know, any type of meat, you know,
sure.
Whether it be just, you know, burgers or chicken or steaks. They take the meat like right out of the fridge and throw it on the grill.
Yeah,
like you know, when you're grilling, you want meat to be room temperature.
Room temperature,
and just flip it once.
That's it.
Just flip the
meat.
That's all
you need.
That's all you need. But Joe, you are a. Is it fair to classify you as a chef or a cook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
So you cook a great deal. You do some personal catering events,
yep.
things like that, kind of on the side. Which is fantastic. I've had some of your food. It's, you know, it's fantastic. What any particular Thanksgiving recipes that are, you know, Joe Ricky specials that you got
Joe
cooked
Ricky
up for this
style,
year?
Joe Ricky style. I have, I've had this one recipe.
You're like a savant when it comes to the insurance world. You're the best insurance agent out there, and can cook up some fantastic meals.
Give you a little recipe and then some good wine to go with it as
there
well. Some wine pairings. I've been doing this recipe for 3 years. It's not my original recipe, but the style of cooking is genius. If you actually go on to the Food Network and listen to Mr. Alton. He has this turkey recipe, which has a brine for 3 days, and I'm sure we can attach the recipe in any of the info.
We'll do that
I want
sure.
you guys to check it out because it was life-changing for me. I used to cook a turkey low and slow and thought that was the right way to do it, baste it constantly and get it as juicy as possible. But this turkey recipe calls for really high heat, especially in the beginning. It's going to seal your turkey. The key is to just doing a brine on any poultry that you're going to be baking for a long time. You want to brine it in liquid for up to 2 days. I actually do mine 3 days in a Yeti cooler filled with ice. And, man, it's amazing. Your brine, you know, a typical brine is like vegetable stock, a gallon of vegetable stock. I use some brown sugar, candied ginger, allspice berries, some things that are sweet and savory to make that good. And then from there, you could take that turkey and do whatever you want. You can bake it, and a lot of people do. It's recommended to bake the turkey at 450. You're going to do this for about 30 minutes, depending on the pound. And to do this technique, you actually have to get a thermometer, a meat thermometer that's goes inside the turkey while it's cooking.
Yeah.
And there's a magnetic strip that has a digital reader on it, and it sits right there on the counter. So it's telling you the turkey temperature as it's going. And yeah. So because it's going to cook pretty quick, you're going to seal the turkey with that 30 minutes, and it's going to brown it and come out, and it's going to look brown. And then you have to make what's called a turkey triangle, which is basically an aluminum triangle that you preform on the turkey in the beginning. So you're not going into the oven and burning your dang hands and all that stuff. So you're preforming this metal. Think of a metal hat that goes on the turkey, and it's going to just have a little pinch on it. And we'll put this on the recipe as well. But this is the most important part, because if you don't put that on there and then you drop the oven to 350, your turkey's going to burn. It's because it's the high heat is going to crisp it up. But you get the temperature of 450 and drop that thing down.
Yeah.
And then it just cooks usually in about an hour and a half, an average turkey.
Yeah.
So you're cooking an average turkey that's been brined for 3 days in about 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Which is amazing. It's crispy. It comes out awesome. We have a couple different selections for inside the cavity of the turkey, from apple sticks, cinnamon, sage, onions, lemon. Then you could do more of a traditional herb or stuffing.
Yeah. Cavity. So what time am I coming over?
Well, actually, Thanksgiving this year is going to be right down in Waxhaw. My brother Dan's house. We are doing an oyster roast on Wednesday, so feel free to come to that. Bring the family. We're going to be doing an oyster roast on Wednesday, and then all my brothers and our kids get together, and then we try to do an outdoor Thanksgiving if the weather holds. So this year it's looking pretty good.
Right.
We'll just go in and do pilgrim style, and we usually have a fire going, and we do some kettle soups on the fire for appetizers during the day. And then the kids, we have a really cool craft section where the kids make pilgrim and Indian hats. And and then we just sit down and break bread and give our thanks and have a good meal. And then watch some hopefully good football this year. It seems like we've had some terrible Thanksgiving football games. It's always the same teams on Thanksgiving. Why
Cowboys
is that?
In Detroit.
Why is that?
You know, I don't know how that started, but certainly for a very long time, it's always the Cowboys and always the Lions and whoever they're playing. More recently, I think they've added a third game. So now we get like three NFL games on that Thanksgiving. I don't know how it started, but, you know, Cowboys being America's team, I don't know if that plays into it. But anyway, you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got Joe Rickey, Liberty Mutual, here in studio with us. Call us anytime during or after the show. You got questions, we got answers. 704-999-6646. So, Joe, talking about Thanksgiving, you know, great recipes. You may have lots of family coming over. I know I've got a big party I'm throwing in December, just a couple weeks after Thanksgiving. Is there anything that homeowners need to be aware of when they're maybe having a big party when it comes to insurance, when they're having lots of friends or family over on, you know, holidays or just in any day in general? Is there some insurance things we need to look at?
There's always insurance concerns when you're having groups of people over, and depending on the time and if it's family versus friends. But the cheapest thing in an insurance policy to increase, which people don't realize this, is your liability portion. Your typical homeowner's policy will start out with $100,000 of liability. This is the section that pays for damages or for punitive injuries and things that come out of liability. So liability is what you are liable for. So let's say you have a rusty fence and a kid gets their neck cut on it. Let's say you have a trampoline that doesn't have a wraparound cage or something to protect people from falling out. You could be liable for that. Any type
So someone could sue you if they got hurt.
Sue you, yeah. And any type of water on your property is always, you know, you definitely want to reach out to your insurance agent to make sure that you have the proper protection. And then if you're doing parties, it's just like anything. You know, make sure that you have enough liability on there, because people, we're in a suing type of society these days.
Yeah, very litigious.
They're very, and people can sue you for anything. And it's not so much the claim itself, it's the cost to defend the claim. And that's really what eats up a lot of your money.
Right. So if someone were to get, scratched with a rusty nail on your fence, they mm-hmm. sue you, and you've got $100,000 in liability coverage, what happens if they are awarded like $200,000?
Well, you're basically liable for the other $100,000, civically, and that's gonna go through a civic court, and you're going to be. There's a lot of things that can happen in there. They could come after your assets, any equity in your home, in an income wage garnishment. So, when you're looking at situations like that, the cheapest way to protect you is through an umbrella policy, which is always going to give you extra liability over home, over auto. Most of your umbrella policies are less than $125 for the year, and it's $1 million protection. Most importantly, it has a deductible, it's called a retention limit, but it's the cost that you pay. And then the insurance companies pay all the legal fees, so to basically protect you in court, to make sure you're taken care of. The insurance company is going to bring their lawyers in and go to court for you against the other people. So that's where
a lot of value there.
And your typical deductible on an umbrella is like $250 to $1,000. So it's not a lot of money. $250 to $1,000.
So same situation. Kid gets scratched, rusty nail in your home. They see there you have $100,000 liability coverage, but you've got an umbrella policy. They're awarded $200,000. Instead of being liable and actually having to pay out $100,000, what does that look like with the umbrella policy?
If awarded if you are found negligent in this, then the umbrella would actually cover the additional $100,000 on top of the $100,000 that's already on your homeowners and policy.
Is an umbrella policy and full disclosure, Joe, you're my insurance agent. I have an umbrella policy. I would certainly recommend it to my friends and family. From your perspective, you're the expert here. Is that something that everyone should have, or?
It's not everyone. I always look at an umbrella policy, and I look at income and assets, because you want to the umbrella is there to protect what you own and what you make, so you don't have to pay out. And the average, newly married couple that's making less than $100,000 a year with two cars and, starter home or something like that, they don't necessarily need the umbrella. It's in the conversation. That's why you have to review these things with your clients.
Right.
Because assets, income, everything changes throughout the year.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to have that review process. But I would talk to your agent, talk to me about it. It's extremely affordable, and we would look at it more on a case-by-case basis.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, fantastic information. So when we think about, insurance as a whole, I mean, we've been talking about, kind of big items, with turkey fryers and that type mm-hmm. of thing, bringing it down to a more simpler terms and, the umbrella policies, but, breaking it down to your average homeowner's insurance, auto insurance. And one thing I want to talk about too is life insurance today. So again, if you're listening at home, if you got questions about insurance at all, give us a shout, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. What does people need to be aware of when it comes to just making sure that they're well covered on an auto policy?
I think the most common mistakes that people make on auto policies are their liability limits. They don't set those right. A lot of people buy cars at dealerships, and the dealer recommends an insurance agent or some type of 24-hour customer line, or it's an 800 number where you're really getting more of an application taker, and they're just putting input and giving you the cheapest price. And customers that don't know are always price driven, and they're going to go to that price no matter what until something happens. And that's when you realize that the state minimums are 25, 50, and then 30, 60 in North Carolina. $30,000 is all the coverage that you would have on a vehicle accident It could be three people in the car that you injured, and you're going to be on the hook for a lot more than $30,000.
So let's break that down. What does that mean?
So $30,000 in, let's say, talk about the state of North Carolina, $30,000 is the minimum limit that the state requires you to carry.
And that's pretty standard. So if you're calling one of these companies that you hear all these advertisements about, you know, saving 15% or 30% or, you know, whatever it may be, if they're calling those and just talking to the 800 number, they're not talking to, you know, a local agent who's mm-hmm. actually concerned about their well-being and making sure they're adequately covered. Is that what they're getting?
Yeah, typically. Okay. If your agent or any company is not asking you questions like how much income you make, how much property do you own, how many kids do you have, these are all fact-finding questions that make sure we put the right coverage into place. And so if you're just – and a lot of these websites are based on click here, and there are no descriptions so much.
None at all. It's just complete price.
It's just complete price driven.
Right. So go back to that car wreck and kind of break down that what that would mean if you just have that base $30,000 coverage.
Okay. So let's say you have somebody that's 28 years old. They're making $45,000 to $50,000 a year. They have the minimum limits of liability on their policy. They go out without their fault, let's say like tomorrow, it's calling for tons of rain.
Yep.
Let's say they just can't see. They make a right turn, smash somebody. You know, there's three people in the vehicle and there's injuries. Any type of property damage and injury resulting in a car accident is typically going to be way over $30,000.
Substantially.
And then you only have $30,000 per person. So in this situation, if each person sustained a broken arm, for example, you're looking at probably $10,000 to $15,000 per person just in injury.
Right.
That doesn't include any time off of work, any property damage that may be associated with the vehicle. So you're looking at probably well over $75,000 to $100,000, and then you're sitting, and the insurance company is going to settle typically for the maximum on the policy, which mm-hmm. is $60,000, you're going to be on the hook for that. All you had to do is talk to an agent beforehand and just get a price check on going from 30, 60 to maybe 50, 100 or 100, 300. And when I'm talking about 100, I'm talking in thousands.
Right.
So 100,000 and 300,000. The difference.
So that driver who couldn't see because it was, you know, pouring down rain, just before Thanksgiving, takes a right, T-bones somebody, you know, obviously was unintentional, but most wrecks are. And they're going to be on the hook for about $40,000 under that scenario you just laid out.
Yep.
So what does that look like? Are they being sued for that $40,000? Is it?
Yep. So what an attorney's going to do is they're going to come after them individually. They'll go through their job, most likely. They'll first find out any assets that they have, and then they would go to a small claims court civilly, and they would have to come up with some type of payment plan, or in this situation, most likely in a gap that much, they would have a garnishment on their income for a long time until it's settled.
That's bad news.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially when you think about some of these garnishments can be 20%. You know, imagine having 20% of your income taken out, and there's nothing you can
do. Thanks.
It's not like you can change jobs and go to another job. It's
and let's be honest, most people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
I mean, that would be enough to ruin somebody.
For sure. And just to kind of give you the cost difference monthly, if you have a single vehicle and you have $30,000, $60,000 limits and you have a pretty good driving record, you know, I'm not saying you might not have had a glass claim or a bump up every now and then. But let's just say no DUIs, no excessive speeding tickets.
Hopefully no DUIs.
Yeah, hopefully no DUIs, something like that. Your increase to go up in insurance is probably less than $5 a month to double your insurance. So you'd be crazy not to look into that.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yep.
What is your advice for people? Where do people start? I'm assuming it would be know where what your coverages are. It's probably safe to say that most people don't even know what their coverages are.
Yeah, I think the first place to start would be to call your company, or if you have an online portal, request a copy of your declarations page.
Let me just stop you right there. don't call your company that's not giving you the right information,
exactly.
not following up with you, not giving the information that you need, not taking the time to get to know you and what your goals and what your personal situations are. Call Joe Rickey, Liberty Mutual. Joe, give us your number so that we can reach out to you.
704-770-8324. That's going to be to ring directly to me.
Excellent. And you are listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one show for mortgage and real estate. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Again, we've got Joe Rickey here in studio with us. If you got questions during or after the show, give us a call, 704-999-6646. So obviously, Joe, it starts with, you know, understanding, you know, what these coverages are, finding out what coverages you need. And that's, as you had mentioned, is about income and assets and amount of, you know, dependents or anything else that we need to kind of be on the radar for when we're if we're not making the right decision by calling Joe Rickey and we're, you know, dealing with someone else, you know, especially like maybe like an 800 number, what are the things that we need to be giving them to get an accurate insurance?
I think that they should, number one, get a copy of their declarations pages, whatever means necessary, whether that's online or through the 800 number or through a local agent, and then sit down and see if you can get somebody on the phone to talk with and see if they can explain your coverage and your direct situation and give you some options on enhancing that, increasing it. You'd be surprised at how many discounts are available on an auto policy that you might not even be getting. And there's tons of them. It could be you may have a low mileage vehicle that they're estimating 15 grand or 15,000 in mileage for, and you may only drive it 2,000. Yeah. That's going to give you your rate of discount, which will help you enhance your liability or increase that liability. You may have a teacher with Liberty Mutual or a good student with Liberty Mutual. We have a good student discount. So if they're making a GPA of 3.0 or above, they're going to get a really good discount on their policy.
I would not have had that in college.
I wouldn't have either. But hey, there's kids that are a lot smarter than you and I out there these days,
right.
For sure. You know, and then we also make sure your kids, any teenage drivers, make sure they get into a driving class. Brakes is a very popular one, and we give credits for students that graduate those classes, for sure. And,
yeah, that's a good deal.
Yep. The other thing I'll say quickly on auto insurance is a lot of companies are going to a tracking system, which – I see people on the fence about sometimes, but they don't understand the long-term effect of it.
Totally against it.
You're totally against it, and that's fine. And somebody,
let's talk about that.
Let's talk
about government.
It's really not government so much as insurance, the company itself. So if I'm an insurance company and I have thousands of clients that are in one pool, if you do something stupid, you're affecting all the other customers' rates, essentially, right? You and let's say 20 people are doing something stupid and the other people are doing something good, you're affecting those rates.
Right.
So what the device does is it's got nothing to do with accident history so much as it has to do. We're tracking speed mileage to make sure that we're giving our safest customers the best rate. But
is it punitive in any ways? Because, listen, I'll freely admit, I drive a little bit above the speed limit.
Okay. Yeah.
Emily will attest to that on the way here.
Yeah.
I drive above the speed. Are my insurance rates going to go up because Liberty Mutual sees, this guy's driving way too fast?
No. They can't go up based on driving patterns. The only things that could change would be any type of mileage differences, but mileage comes in gaps. So it's like 7,500 miles to 10,000 miles, 10,000 miles to 15,000.
Gotcha.
You know, so you'd have to be significantly over on that vehicle, like 30,000 miles when we're calculating risk on 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a small difference. You're actually just helping the overall insurance costs by having your vehicles looked at it that way.
Do you, you know, I think the insurance world is fantastic in a lot of ways. In some ways, you know, I don't love everything that they do.
Sure.
Do you think that those types of devices are going to be in the near future or future going to be regulated, you know, and mandatory?
Yeah, well, they're regulated now by the state. So each state has their regulations for those insurance companies that right. use them. You know, at some point, I think that all insurance costs are going to eventually go down for auto insurance because of the safety features in these newer vehicles are just on it. Like, they can sense so many different things that are going to keep accidents down. And once that, you know, relates into the rating and we can right. see some actuarial evidence of this, you know, you're going to see insurance rates drop a good bit, especially as we get into self-driving vehicles.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, in 5, 10, 15 years, it's not out of the question to say that we're going to hop into a car and
pay for mileage.
Just do whatever. We're not even going to be driving.
Yeah,
we're just sitting there.
Pay by mileage. So insurance, my prediction is we'll go to a lot more pay by mile. Similar to like an Uber or something, you know, you pay a percentage based on the mileage that you're going. And, you know, I mean, I just see that all the technology is going that way.
Right.
So.
So which side of the technology spectrum are you on? Is totally off topic here, but
yeah, I mean,
is AI good or bad?
AI is I'm not really a fan of it. You know, at the base of it, I'm a primitive type person. I use a cell phone, but probably less than most people, you know, when it comes to technology and stuff like that. I didn't even set up a Facebook business page or an Instagram, which I need to do. 2020 is on my radar because we want to capture.
A decade behind. It's
we want to capture our customers' Google reviews, and it's just been something that's been on my radar, and I do want to address it. So,
well, when you get it up, I will be happy to give you a review
thank
online.
You. Thank you. I know you and a bunch of people said this for me.
We'll make sure that the young lady that had the tree fall through her house gives you a good review as well. And again, I still tell that story as a way of just one of the many reasons why I recommend Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual. Joe, any other tips for the holidays? I mean, obviously, lots of different holidays coming up, not just Thanksgiving over the next month.
Yeah.
People putting up Christmas lights. I was actually getting a pretty early head start just this past weekend. I'm up on a 10-foot ladder hanging from the side of my house.
Pulling a Clark Griswold, eh?
Pulling a Clark Griswold, hanging up lights. And my daughter, who's six, comes and just starts to swing on the ladder. Literally almost ate it into the bushes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to my daughter. Any tips on, you know, what you can do to, you know, avoid insurance claims?
You know, I think that you should always look at the electrical outlets. You never want to fill an electrical outlet with 30 plugins and extensions and things like that. So just if you have
29, okay.
If 2 to 3 strands of light per outlet is pretty good. Just don't put all the circuits on one extension.
Yeah.
You know that. Going back to the a lot of people are going to be having parties and things like that. Kind of something that actually just came up for me and one of my clients the other day. He had a upstairs bathroom, and this is a house on the lake, and well over 1.5. And the teenager flushed a disposable or, you know, a sanitary napkin in the toilet, which caused the humongous overflow, which leaked down to the downstairs. It leaked everywhere. So, you know, this is something that it's not funny, but you have to look at your coverage. Like, so a lot of times water backup on a home insurance policy is it's excluded. It's not even included on there. So you'd call to make that claim and the insurance company would deny it.
Why would that not be included?
It's per state. Some states have it included and we don't. And so it's just like one of those things where you want to make sure you add it as an endorsement, especially if you're on a septic, sewer, anything like that. You want to make sure.
Again, this is something that's going to come up by working with a local professional insurance agent like Joe, not calling some 800 number, getting some, you know, policy that's, you know, geared towards just being the lowest around.
Yeah. Water is a tricky thing when it comes to insurance, you know. It's always – that's why it's really good to get with a good company and a good agent, because your insurance basically pays for things that are sudden and immediate. And water is one of those tricky things. It's hard to find where it came from. It may be under the house and you can't even find it. So how do you know if it's sudden or not? So, you know, don't let your insurance companies deny claims unless there's a complete report done by an engineer, and the insurance companies should be paying for those, and that should be your cost. So if you've ever been in a situation like that, you know, make sure you reach out, because you have some rights.
What are the best ways to deal with those situations, Joe? Again, you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We're talking all things insurance here with Joe Rickey, Liberty Mutual. Joe, when you've got something like that, where I actually talked to a guy last week who had a very slow leak in a toilet, actually ruined all of his hardwood floors over the course of a year, never knew it was there. If your insurance agent or insurance agency, the company comes back and says, you know, hey, that claim doesn't qualify, or no, we're not paying that, or you should have done X, Y, Z, what are the consumer's rights on that to say, hey, no, this is actually something that should be covered?
Yeah, the consumer can always get it. Number one, they can do an appeal process and ask for an inspection done. And then there's companies that are third party out there that basically just protect the consumer, and they'll go to bat for you, or they'll probably take a small percentage of anything of the claim, but there's no out-of-pocket costs. But they'll help with the litigation on that to make sure you're restored. And, it's like this. It's you don't want to award somebody that sees a water leak and just doesn't do anything about it, and then over time they have mold and
a little bit negligent on the homeowner's part.
Negligent on the homeowner's part, okay? Or let's say you have a vacant property and you're not taking care of it and you're not there, and you know you've had water issues and it's just continually creeping and creeping until it's now you're just realizing there's spots all over your ceiling when you come check it out one day,
right?
You know. Is that the insurance company's fault? Is that the customer's fault? That's not my area to say. I'm always going to be pro customer, and you know, I'm just saying in situations like that, you want to make sure you have an agent that has contacts with plumbers, electricians, you know, people that can go on site and make sure that they're looking out for you as a consumer.
Right. So, what would you say to some homeowners who maybe? Looks like maybe they have an issue. Like, what's the process? Because we've talked about it before where, again, if you not to completely bring up other companies, but it's just a different level of service. If you call one of those companies and think you are just asking some advice, they may put it down as a claim, right?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about that, the difference between, you know, calling Joe Rickey or, you know, a local agent versus calling, like, a company.
Yep. I mean, the if you call any company and ask if something's covered, especially if you're not talking to the agent itself and you're calling, let's say they transfer you. Most companies are going to transfer you to claims, okay? So if you're going to call a service center, they're not going to sit there and talk to you about what's covered on a policy. They're going to transfer you to claims, and then claims is going to record it as a claim. It's going to be most likely a zero paid claim. If they don't, you know, define or actually pay out, and that's going to sit on your record, which could affect your rates, could affect your eligibility. I had a lady that had 3 0 paid claims that never even knew she had claims.
So she just called up the company. She called what about this?
Questioning on it. Yep.
And
3 0
paid
claims, had her insurance company drop her because of it as a risky customer. We were able to place coverage for her, but she didn't know. And I said, you don't have to worry about
that point,
now.
She probably had a much higher rate than
absolutely.
What she should.
She didn't even have coverage at the time. She had to physically was getting denied by companies because of her claim record, which wasn't even paid out. So it's terrible.
So what do clients do? What's the best scenario to avoid that?
Hopefully, if you have a water specialist, or depending on what type of situation it is, you know, you want to have a third party out there that comes out that's, you know, used to handling and dealing with insurance companies regarding claim processing. So that would be one. The first thing my customers do is contact me, and then I'll quarterback the situation. Each situation is different, but let me know what's going on. You know, we're not going to file a claim unless we need to file a claim.
Right. So no zero paid claims when you call Joe Rickey personally.
No,
you're going to get the personal expert knowledge of an agent. How long you been doing that?
15 years.
15 years. So we got in the business our careers.
We've been about 8 years ago. We've been working together for almost 8 years.
So. And so collectively, you know, 15 years for you in the insurance industry, 15 years for me in the mortgage industry, good fit.
Yeah, man.
And you know, we talk all the time on the show about working with real experts in the industry. There's too much at stake when it comes to real estate and protecting, you know, your real estate and your assets, not to work with a true expert in that field.
Sure.
Again, your call. If you got questions during or after the show, give us a call, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Holidays.
Holidays, man. Thanksgiving's going to be over before you know it. Did you put your Christmas tree up already? Obviously, if you put lights up.
So I've got one order. I'm doing a really cool flocked artificial tree. I'll do that in the front of the house.
Would you say what type of
flocked?
Say that again. Flocked for our customers.
you know the white powder.
Okay,
so I'll have one of those up front, and then I guess after Thanksgiving, you know, we'll take the kids out. We'll do the day trip out to tree farm
somewhere. Okay, so you get a real one. Nice.
And go grab a real one and then, of course, decorate that. So, no, typically, I'm not a big decorative guy.
Yeah.
And so, but this year, you know, my kids are all hounding for it. So, we're in the process of moving last year. So, last year, don't hold it against me, I didn't even have a Christmas tree.
Ah, you know what?
So this year, we'll have two.
You have a Falk one this year.
I'll have a... Very true, very true. What about you? Any specific, family traditions that you got around these times?
You know, I started this a long time ago. I have my kids get a Christmas list together, and we do half of their Christmas. So we basically, let's say I allocate $300 or $250 per kid. We take half of that money, and we go usually make them buy a – for you're saying you were doing Toys for Tots, something
similar
to that.
Yeah, mortgage right here in Fort Mill branch. We're working with Toys for Tots. So if you've got toys and, for that, please bring them by. Our address is 1171 Market Street. Bring all your toys. We're going to deliver them for Toys for Tots. But, yeah, so you do something similar, yeah?
Yeah, we do that. We take the money, put it into that. We're involved in several agencies. Most of them are sweat equity. So, like yesterday I was spent most of the day working in soup kitchen, Mooresville.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of that stuff, especially when it's kind of slow for purchasing and a little bit slower in insurance, November, December, it's a great time for me to get out in the community as well and work with some of the agencies that are less fortunate and are serving the less fortunate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so very important. I mean, if you're not doing those things, I won't make any comments, but, you know, it's so important to give back.
Sure.
Especially with what you and I do, Joe, is, you know, we're a part of the local business community. Mm-hmm. We rely on our local communities for our income to, you know, put food on our tables. Yep. And for that, you know, I'm so very grateful to our community and the way we want to express that is being given back, of course. And that's one of my big goals for 2020 is, to get much more involved in serving the local community, out not just with, you know, financial and mortgage, but, with things like that. So that's something that's been on your heart for a long time and you're very active in it. So how could maybe some other people get involved with some of those things that you're currently involved with?
You know, I think the first thing to do would always be to check out your local church. They are already doing this and been doing it for years and would always like to have the helping hand. So if you go to church and you have a local church, check out what ministries that they're needing help with in the Christmas season. And then you can always go to your local chamber of commerce. They're going to have several type of ministries that are going on and things that people need help with. You could always do Google searches for it or do the old or actually the new Facebook post to say, looking for some things for the kids to do ministry-wise. Does anybody have a project that's close to their heart? You know, I love the Toys for Tots thing. Make sure does everybody know your address if they're going to drop off a toy? It's in the lobby.
Yeah, if you got toys to drop off for Toys for Tots, Mortgage Right, Fort Mill Branch, you can find us online. Google search address is 1171 Market Street in Fort Mill, Baxter Village. So you can draw that up. But yeah, you know, a couple years ago, is so important to get your kids involved in those things too. Mm-hmm. You know, in America, you know, I don't mean to speak out of turn, but if you're in America, I think you're richly blessed.
Yeah.
You know, even if, you know, you're the lower, on the lower income side of America, I think, you know, the blessings are still, you know, far above what's, absolutely, you know, what's out there. And so, you know, doing things for kids. I had my oldest daughter, when she was six, did like this huge food drive for a Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And she, I mean, I don't know what the value of it, she probably collected about $400 worth of canned goods.
Sure.
Just from our local community. And then we went and delivered it, things like that. So things like that are just so important.
Yeah.
And it's good to partner in those things. We'll have to maybe team up on some of those things here.
Get them
in the
out
season.
There, creating generations of servants. And that's just, you keep, you know, our kids or generations are going to pass it on to their kids, and we need more people like that.
This is like a full service show. We've covered you know, charitable gifts and Thanksgiving and insurance,
I think,
and recipes. I mean,
some football, which we need to do a small little side bet where we put the proceeds to a local organization, and let's do some predictions, some bold predictions for Thursday.
I'm down. Okay, so the loser has to $50 for Toys for Tots.
$50 for Toys for Tots, or you have to do a shift with the Harris Teeter, the where they have the what's the company that does that?
I don't know. We'll come to it, but we'll do it. So
you're gonna dress up in a Santa Claus hat and you're gonna ring the bell. That's what you're doing.
So what games we got this Thursday, Kevin? Do you know what games we got Thursday? NFL, anybody? Look it up here, Joe.
We're going to look it up right here.
In the meantime, if you're listening and want to be a part of it, give us a call, 704-999-6646. You can find us online, carolinasmortgage.com. So, we will be happy to spread any type of love to our community this holiday season.
All right, so we have the first game is the Bears and Lions, and they're the Lions are supposed to win by 1.5 points.
I'm going to take the Lions on that one.
You're going to take the home team on that one?
I'm going out on a limb there.
You're such a good one there. All right. Then we have the Bills and Cowboys.
Who you got that one?
I'm going to take the Bills. They're actually, believe it or not, the Bills fans must be. I mean, don't celebrate too early, but the Bills look like they could probably go to the playoffs this year. I haven't seen the Bills in the playoffs in like 40 years, I think.
If the Bills go to the playoffs, the Bills mafia just may just get too out of control.
So they have a challenge, though, because, I mean, with their record, they're going to play in Dallas, and they're getting 7 points. So I'll take the Bills plus 7 there. So we're writing these down, guys.
All right.
We're going to report on who was right. So, and then the final game that night is the Saints versus the Falcons, who just destroyed us. The Falcons own us. So I don't know why that is.
They're like 7-0 in the last 7 games against the Panthers?
It's ridiculous. They've only won 2 games this year, but they came in and just destroyed us. So that's unfortunate, but any given Sunday, right?
The NFL is nothing but parity.
We're gonna go with the Falcons. I'm gonna take the Falcons there.
I'll take 5.5 points. I'll take the Saints. That'll be our game tire. All right, Joe. Thanks so much for being here in studio. If you're listening at home, if you got questions for Joe, Ricky on insurance or any other topic that we've discussed, if you want to help out some of the community, the local charities that we're involved with, please give us a call, 704-999-6646. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. We will certainly catch you here next week, next Saturday.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your families. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tega K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.